wheels off because I didn't have time to shop for a ring. It takes a long time to shop for one. And you don't,
amen, brother.
You don't buy it at like a mall outlet or anything. I mean, you research and buy it wholesale.
No,
and you,
no,
go,
you don't want to be handed it at K Jewelers or something.
Right.
I did.
Do they advertise with us?
Probably. That probably just cost us thousands, consequently millions.
Well, anyway, so it takes a long time to buy a ring and to go through that whole
underground. In other words, you waited until the last minute.
Buy a loose stone and get it set.
Exactly.
You had to have been thinking about this.
And I didn't know exactly what type of ring. Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about it for a while.
And so you knew you were going to up there in New York,
right? I knew
that
was coming. Yes.
So then why couldn't you have planned it like in October and had a ring?
Because I can't do things that way.
That is so ridiculous.
I just found out today that I was going to the Super Bowl with you guys.
So you basically asked this girl to marry you.
Way behind the curve.
And so here she is. Well, okay. Yeah, I will. Yeah, I love you, and we're going to get married. And
well,
live
this
that
is
weather.
What I did.
Where's my stone?
This is what I did.
Where's my ring?
Every year when her and I go up there, I always buy her a piece of jewelry from Tiffany's. We always go to that Tiffany's up
man,
there.
Man, you are the most ostentatious person I have ever known.
I wonder why you're grinding.
No, look at me. I live in Crimeville. I live in an opium den, practically, because it's cheap. No, so I buy her a piece of, jewelry from that Tiffany's.
Right.
Well, while we're up there, and you know, I don't spend a whole lot on, we don't buy the nicest stuff there.
If you go to Tiffany's, you spend a lot of money.
It does cost more than, you know, your average James Avery. But anyway, while we're up there, she eyed this watch that she really liked.
Than your average Mission Jewelers.
No, we just lost them,
come
too.
Come on, stop losing sponsors for us.
Anybody want to go for Fuller's? I'm going to go ahead and just blow Zales out of the water.
You going to blow Zales out of the water? So she sees this watch that she wants, and it's really expensive. I mean, there's no way I was going to buy it for her. You know, that wasn't in the jewelry budget. So then I get
or
to thinking...
Or the hotel budget, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, really. So she got to liking it so much, I thought, you know, that would be great. Because I knew I wanted to propose in Central Park. That's where I wanted to do it. I didn't want to do it at a restaurant, you know, because I knew I was going to get choked up and everything, and I didn't want to make it a big, embarrassing scene. And I didn't want to do it on some jumbotron somewhere. I think that's so hokey and cheesy.
What's the matter with that?
Well, that just makes your double-wide wedding that much more special, I suppose.
Doing it out at the Great Game. What's the matter with that?
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, that's such a bad thing.
That's very Tonya Harding, Jeff Galooly to me.
That would have been a show of manhood to do it at a restaurant.
No, that's not a show of manhood.
I mean, not necessarily manhood, but that would have shown that you're in touch with your true inner self, that you would have just broke down bawling in front of everybody in a restaurant.
I didn't want to do that. I wanted it to be a nice private moment.
You should have done it on the top of the Empire State Building.
No, in front of a bunch of Japanese tourists clapping.
That way if she says no, you can just jump off.
So anyway.
Or throw her off.
That or hang yourself by your underwear.
Okay. Obviously you guys don't have the maturity to handle the story.
Do we not have the maturity?
Yeah, you don't have the maturity.
Okay, so you're looking at this watch and it's so expensive.
So then I think, okay, you know, that's going to really surprise her if I get her that watch. So I snuck out the next
morning. How much was the watch?
A lot.
How much was it?
It was a lot.
Don't tell me how much it was. How did you sneak out? We deal in stats on this number.
Because I wake up pretty early because I'm so used to the morning show deal. And
was
she
it more
sleeps
than
later.
Huh? Was it more than 2000?
I'm not getting into it. It was expensive. It was expensive.
Was it more than 2000?
It was expensive.
That's a yes.
Anyway, so I snuck out the next morning.
Was
it
a Rolex?
Bought that for... No, it's a Tiffany & Company watch.
If you're going to spend that kind of money, you should have bought her a Rolex.
Yeah, but you pay for the name and all that kind of business.
No, Rolex are the best watches.
And you go with Tiffany & Company?
No, you do, no, that's what I'm saying. You pay for that Tiffany & Company name. Oh, believe me, it was probably a $200 watch.
Right.
But it had that name on it.
Well, I got a tip for anybody who knows that Gordo's going to New York is rob his ass. How much money do you bring up there, man?
Nah, I put it all in the Amex. All in the Amex. Anyway,
okay.
So then a couple nights later, when we were staying at the Plaza, we have a suite at the Plaza. We get, yeah,
suite?
You get a suite if you go to the Plaza. Get a suite. It's great.
Get them drawers off, darling.
Anyway, please, Grego.
That was a tape.
You're talking about my fiance
That's
now.
That's a tape.
Okay. So we were supposed to go to see Les Miserables.
God Almighty!
Oh man.
I didn't spend $10,000. No,
well, you better be
expensive.
Back there in the sales department getting you some appearances.
I know. Believe me.
Yeah, you need to be renegotiating that contract.
Oh, I don't even have a contract. You guys have contracts.
This is
you're
a
the
democratic
big
socialism.
Okay, so anyway, so
what?
now you've got this
Mark?
Watch that you've been carrying around with you in New York. That's
real smart.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I did something to my back. I pulled my back while I was sleeping or something. I don't know, but it's one of those sleeping related injuries to where
kidney stone.
So I was worried about it.
After buying her that watch, you should have made her pull something.
Okay. All right. Dan, please.
God almighty.
It's so offensive to me.
Well, I'm so, okay, I apologize.
So anyway, we didn't get to go to Les Mis. So we had we were supposed to go to
Les Mis.
We're supposed
that's
to
what the New Yorkers call it. Right?
We're supposed to eat at Sardi's because I'd never done that. That's kind of, you know.
Sardi's.
That's kind of
how
hokey,
many more
but,
New York landmarks can we drop into this tale?
Well, we try to get all of them in. When
now,
we
did you ever hear about the time me and Junior Miller went to Sardi's?
Uh-uh. Oh,
this
yeah.
Is a true story. We went to Sardi's and...
Is this knock the horns off of it?
No,
wipe it?
No, and there was a big line to get in,
uh-huh.
And Junior Miller goes in, and he goes, Seinfeld, party of four, and boy, they seated us right down.
Are you serious?
That's a true story. True story.
That is so ridiculous.
Ask him about it. He'll tell you. I don't know if they bought it or not, but...
So anyway, what we ended up doing, instead of going to dinner at Sardi's, we had... Have you ever had the Plaza... You know, eating down in the Oak Room or the Rose Room at the Plaza or whatever.
I can't afford that, Gordo.
But what you do is their room service is like eating at a nice restaurant. They come up and lay out the table. I mean, it's great. And when you have a suite, you have it set up in the other room. And it's just like eating at a great restaurant. So we ate at our suite in the Plaza, which that is not inexpensive, believe me. I mean, it is ridiculous how much they overcharge for that
stuff. I guarantee
you
paid $200.
Oh, yeah. It was more than that.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway. Anyway, so afterwards...
Once again, they better be having horror served to me.
Afterwards, I convince her, I say, oh, gosh. So we take a walk through Central Park at night, which is a dicey proposition, but we only stayed around the pond area right in front of the Plaza.
You didn't take one of those little carriage rides?
No, that's hokey.
Oh, yeah, but staying in the Plaza and going to Les Mis...
No, that's just nice
and going to Sardi's and shopping at Tiffany's, is it?
Nah, the Sardi's is kind of... I wasn't too into that. Anyway, so we go down to Central Park, and we get out under the street lamp, and I pull out the blue box, which is real magical, you know.
Well, now, what did you say?
I said I got you a New Year's gift. This is New Year's night. This is New Year's night, not New Year's Eve, which would have been the cheesy time to
propose.
Did
y'all hang out down there in Times Square... New Year's
No,
Eve.
We did that last year. This year we went to Tavern on the Green's big New Year's gala thing.
God, oh.
Anyway, I'm trying to get to the point where I go down on one knee. So I say, I get you this New Year's gift. She opens it up. She freaks out that it's just this watch that she wanted. So she's all crying and everything like this, you know, thinking I'm the greatest guy in the world. And then I said that there's something else that goes with that. And that's when I went...
I prefer a male.
Yeah, that's when I said I prefer a male. And tried to drop that bombshell on her. No, then I go down on one knee, and I start getting choked up, and I said, then I ask her, will you marry me? And she started really crying. She was already crying because of this watch. Please, you're cheapening it! And so then she falls down on her knees, and she's crying too, and we were just hugging each other, and about that time some Mexican gang came walking through the park and we had to leave.
That's not true, is it?
No, that is true. Mexican
really?
Gang. They came a little bit afterward.
Now,
we
you're
got
doing
to enjoy
so
the moment
well.
There.
You were doing so well in the story, and then you cheapened it.
No. They did come through eventually.
He made it
Mexican,
with a Mexican
gang
dog
didn't
and pony show.
No.
The Mexican gang and pony show.
But we got to enjoy the moment. And anyway, she really freaked out. And she wasn't suspecting it at all. Everyone else seemed to be when
so
I told them.
Then did y'all go back up to the Plaza Suite and have a little bit more premarital sex?
No. Don't have premarital sex.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
No. That's for sinners.
So that was it, huh?
Now, Mark, on the other hand, boy, he'll tear it up premaritally.
Hey. Oh, yeah. I am not a sinner.
You just said,
I do not sin before the eyes of the Lord.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're a walking personification of sin.
Is that so?
Yes.
Do I have to pay a lot of sin taxes?
You're the only guy I know who's had premarital sex with a dip in your mouth, smoking a cigarette, shot of tequila, and a margarita all going at the same time.
He's had premarital sex in a lot of different faiths, too.
Yes, he has. He will dip that pen into a lot of different kind of religious things. So anyway, there you go. I cheapened my engagement by sharing it on the radio.
I was kind of getting choked up myself.
I'm touched by it myself.
Too, yeah.
But it was really nice, and that's the reason I spent so much money up there. See, she thinks I'm just spending money. Meanwhile, it's killing me every time I'm spending a lot of money. But I keep thinking, this is a trip we'll remember for the rest of our lives. I don't want to spare any expense here because I want to make this a magical 5 days.
Well, I think that's great. I really do. I mean, all seriousness, that's kind of a neat story.
So now I got to go out and shop for a damn ring, too.
Well, I think congratulations are in order here, but certainly this is going to slow down your process of twisting down that endless road of Melissa's into subscribing to that other magazine.
Don't start with that, Mark.
So are you going to have a big wedding or what? What's the deal?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know how much money her parents have, so I'll probably be footing that bill, too.
Boy, this is going to cost you a lot.
I know.
And then if it doesn't work out...
See, I miscalculated, thinking that being married was going to help me tax break-wise and everything like that, but I've more than made up for that already.
It's going to take you 10 years to get caught up.
I know, just to get out of debt.
Is your minister dad going to marry you, Gordo?
Yes, he will.
That's cool.
My dad's married. He married my brother.
Yep.
And he's married, like, my cousin, and he's married to almost everyone in our family.
I think that's cool. I was
married your brother and your cousin to each other?
No, okay.
All right.
Obviously, that is not mature comportment, Ryan.
I was in a wedding once where the father was a minister, and he married...
Now, I want to hear about... Next, I want to hear about your engagement, Ryan.
And I want to hear about cats.
Because I think Ryan's was under the haze of cannabis smoke or something like that.
Do you have a date, by the way?
Yeah, do you have a date?
We're trying to get the summer. We're trying to get the Stonely right now. It's hard because, you know, usually people follow 2001? Some kind of space odyssey wedding you're going to have?
Next spring. Spring of 99.
Hey, if you can't get in, just see if you can get married in Jaden's
2001 space odyssey margarita dog and Tony.
Right. Exactly. So next, can we hear your story, Ryan, of how you proposed?
We're going to get married by HAL 2000.
There's really not much of a story to tell there.
Well, I want to hear what story
Yeah,
there
I want to hear
there.
About the Chinese civil servant.
And then I want to hear about All right. cats.
You got married by a Chinese civil servant?
Sure did.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that marriage is real valid in the eyes of the Lord.
All right. That's a very touching story. Let's hear it for the great Gordo.
Welcome to Market, Gordo.